The Great Rooster. There once were two roosters in a town. One was living in a hen house, and the other was living on top of a high roof. One day, an eggplant and a cucumber in the field talked about the two roosters.
"Which rooster do you think is better, between the one in the hen house and the one on the rooftop?"
the cucumber asked first.
"Of course, the one on the rooftop is better,"
the eggplant answered.
"He sits on that high rooftop and makes himself proud. Don't you think he is great when you see him?"
"But the one on the rooftop is made of iron. It just lets us know where the wind blows. If the wind does not blow, he can't even move by himself."
"So do you think the rooster in the henhouse can climb up to that rooftop?"
"The one on the rooftop is all alone, with no children and no hens."
"He is the greatest rooster, even if he is all alone."
The cucumber and eggplant kept arguing. At that moment, a strong wind came and blew. Both the cucumber and the eggplant could not talk anymore. As it got dark, the wind grew stronger. With it came rain, and a severe rainstorm started to fall.
"Help me!"
The cucumber and the eggplant trembled because of the storm. They hung on to their vines as hard as they could because they felt they would pull out. In the henhouse, all the chickens got together and were shivering. But the rooster on the top of the roof was very busy while he was showing the directions of the rainstorm.
"Shriek! It's from the east! Shriek! It's from the south!"
In the middle of the hard rainstorm, the tiles of the roof were falling down to the ground, and the branches of the trees were breaking into pieces. He didn't seem to care how severe the rainstorm was.
"Well, that's my rooster,"
the eggplant trembled and said. But even before the eggplant finished saying this, the iron rooster on the rooftop broke and fell on the ground with a big noise. Boom! The rainstorm stopped, and the next morning came.
"Cock-a-doodle-doo! Sun is shining!"
The rooster of the hen house, who was shivering all night long, came out of the house first and told everyone the morning had come.